Please be seated. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Tomorrow, January the 6th, is the Feast of the Epiphany. The Church directs that it is very much in order for us to celebrate it today. Epiphany means manifestation, a showing forth. It was the Epiphany star that manifested to the three kings the arrival of Jesus. Jesus' message is called the Epiphany of God the Father. Jesus grew up to show us who our God really is. He manifested a God who loves us totally and unconditionally. A God who cares so much about us that he knows the number of our hairs on our heads. A God who is rich in mercy and forgives our sins with great joy in heaven. Jesus was such a perfect epiphany of God that when Philip asked him, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us," Jesus replied, "Philip, he who sees me sees the Father." Jesus manifested a God so loving and appealing that he is hard to resist. The world of Jesus needed to hear that because they had not known God that way. Their God was a distant power they held in great awe, but could not personally relate to. What an eye-opening manifestation of God Jesus was to them. Does our world today need the same epiphany? Do we desperately need to know this loving and appealing God? Yes, perhaps now more than ever. Why do people today say they want to be more spiritual, but at the same time say they are disaffected with organized religion? We hear this all the time, don't we? Some people say, "I pray and I want to be more spiritual, but I don't need the church." For the answer to that, we need to look at ourselves. Why? You and I are the epiphany of God in our world today. That's right, whether we like it or not, we are. We are the people who publicly profess our faith in Jesus. We are the people who believe Jesus died for us to save us from our sins. We are the people who believe Jesus rose from the dead and showed us our own future resurrection to new life. Who else will people look to? What kind of epiphany are we? When non-believers look at us, when people who are searching for God look at us, what do they see? Are we fearful believers? Fearful people have grim looks. They are so serious because religion for them is serious business. They fear for their salvation. Do grim, serious, fearful people manifest a loving and appealing God? Are we a legal epiphany? Is our faith a collection of rule books? Over Christmas, I heard a person criticize her pastor for not announcing that New Year's Day was not a holy day of obligation, according to the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. She said people needed to know because if they thought it was a holy day and did not go to Mass, they would be guilty of a sin. I heard another person complain about a priest who made it all sound too easy. Apparently, he had said that we are all good people. God loves us no matter what we have done. God has forgiven us, so rejoice. I asked her, "Well, isn't that all true?" "Well," she said, "maybe it is, but it is all too easy. We should make it more difficult." Does our faith with all its law lay heavy on us? Do people who are burdened with their religion manifest a loving and appealing God? Are we an epiphany of the God Jesus showed us? When people observe us, do they see people who smile a lot because there's so much to smile about, who can find hope and meaning even in life's most difficult circumstances, who love and care for other people because they know how much they are loved, who are tolerant and forgiving because they know how much they have been forgiven? Are we a manifestation of this loving and appealing God? We are. I see it every time we come to worship together. Every time I sense the joy and love when we come together. Even every time a newcomer says, "This is such a friendly parish." There is no Epiphany star in heaven today. It is us. We are called to be the lights leading to a God who is irresistible. Keep shining. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen.